Seckler interviewing Robert Richenberg in Provincetown on August 27, 1968. This is actually a continuation of an interview, or a resuming of an interview that we did several years ago in Provincetown. And at that time, Bob, you had been concerned mainly with painting and had completed a series of monumental paintings of a series that we refer to as shingle paintings, in that they were composed of literally hundreds of superimposed swatches, angular, you know, squarish swatches of canvas, and with an interpolated section which was treated in another way in several of them. Now, in meeting you again after an interlude of a year or so, I was very much surprised to find that you had were concentrating largely on sculpture in a completely different material, and work that has a very different effect. I'd like to go back to about the period where we left off, after the period of the shingle paintings, and find out what happened immediately after that to sort of set you on this new in this new direction.
Well, actually, it was about 4 years ago that I stopped doing the shingle paintings. Now, the only reason I stopped was that after experimenting in many different ways as to how to extend the image, I found that it was impossible, at least impossible for me. I found again and again I was simply repeating myself. So I found that there was no alternative but to try other things. So for the last 4 years, I have been in a kind of state of nothingness in a way. I've experimented with anything and everything that has come my way that seemed at all possible of either having meaning in itself as a material or being capable of creating some kind of image. I went through a period about 2 years in which I worked mainly with collage as I moved from the staple shingle paintings into all types of collage. I brought together many different kinds of materials, many different kinds of images. Still, nothing occurred that had a great deal of meaning for me. Now, for an artist, it's at certain periods, it's just a blind searching, a blind attempt to find something that is going to create a kind of emotion in the artist. After working with collages for 2 years, that didn't seem to give me anything that I wanted or could relate to. So then I started moving further and further afield, trying many different materials. I've worked in plastics of all types, with all methods. I've utilized all kinds of debris as material, all kinds of new materials. I've examined machines. I've thought a great deal about the various processes that can be seen in various objects, engineering principles, engineering devices. I've even looked into certain elements of mathematics on a kind of primitive level. I've created a number of works touching on many of these things. Still, nothing of substance came from it, although I feel that through all this, there was a kind of generalization of direction that took place. And perhaps the main thing I learned was what I wasn't and what materials were not capable of being meaningful for me at the time.
Good.